Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Michael Gerber's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Michael is a new friend of the show, but not a new friend to small business, not a new friend to Main Street, not a new friend to entrepreneurs. He's been toiling the Main Streets for a long time now, helping small business owners and entrepreneurs find their way. His legendary book, The E-Myth, is sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, and over 3 million to be exact. And he's here to talk to us about what's going on with the American Dream. Michael Gerber, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm delighted to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the work that you've done. Thank you for your commitment to Main Street, to small business owners, to entrepreneurs. And I appreciate that very much. You are one of the things that you and I have in common, among many things, is that we're both worried about the American Dream. Tell us what you're thinking.
Well, it's been coming for a long time, and it's more tragic than most people seem to believe it to be. And that is that we've come to believe that the work we do here in the streets of America can actually be altered, changed, improved from the top down, meaning from Washington, D.C. down,
right,
from the government down, from the political mindset down. And I've never believed that, but I've never experienced it in such a tragic way as I have as of late.
When you say as of late, you have a time period, date. Do you take it back to 95, to 05, to 08? Where do you mark it from?
Well, you have to understand that I started my small business evolution way back in the mid-70s.
Right.
And I've been working with small business in 145 countries, going to work on their business rather than just in their business.
Right.
And all of that time, everything that we've done and everything that we see has been made more and more complicated by the powers that be from above.
You know, there's
understanding at the same time that we all elected all these idiots.
Right, right. Well, one of the things you're talking about obviously is not only taxes but regulations. I read an article the other day that I thought was very interesting. He said there was a time when regulations were designed to stop people from doing things that would hurt you. But he said now we have regulations that you and I have to comply with just because the government doesn't like something.
Absolutely.
And now think about that for a reason to have a regulation, just because the government doesn't like it.
Well, and interestingly, it's not even the people we've elected who are creating them, but the bureaucrats they've surrounded themselves
that they appoint and hire, exactly.
That they appoint. And so all of this is happening without any say-so by any of us.
Mm-hmm.
So we've disempowered ourselves in the process of empowering it. This great bureaucracy at the head of this thing that we have called the grand experiment, the grand enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
And we're turning it into something that these folks who are out here working with small business, working with entrepreneurs, they're turning it into something we don't recognize anymore.
Well, you know, Mike, I've decided that somewhere back in the mid 40s, right after World War II, somebody got the red licked off their candy, and they shouted to the sky, somebody should do something about this. Why doesn't the government do something about this? And some politician heard that and said, hey, that'll help me get elected. And that got the whole thing going. And ever since then, the politicians have decided that they needed to fix every time the red gets licked off of someone's candy, they got to fix that. And the problem is that the reason that person got upset back in the 40s doesn't even exist anymore, but we still have the regulation.
Yeah, I'd like to know who that guy was.
I do too. We're going to hunt his family down, right? So what should we do? For a long time I've been advocating for small business owners. Hey folks, stop being a single issue voter for other things and start being a single issue voter for your small business. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. But it even goes beyond that. When you spoke about my book, I've written 22 books, all of them about this subject, about the subject of small business, about the miracle that, in fact, is America. But America is a state of mind. It's not a country.
Mm-hmm.
And that state of mind essentially started this extraordinary adventure way back when the founders found what, in fact, they believed to be the answer to the liberation of mankind, which was a country dedicated to the liberation of the individual.
Have we lost that individuality, Mike? Have we lost that feeling of independence and self-determination? Is that gone? Can we get it back?
That is really at the heart of the problem. And the heart of the problem is that more and more of us believe that we don't have the power as an individual to actually do the things, the miraculous things that we have done here. And they are absolutely miraculous. Mm. They're world changing.
Right.
And what we're now finding ourselves to be are people who are dependent upon the largesse of those we don't even know.
And now it's crossed over the line
to it.
It's crossed over where they're at maybe as we speak, it's crossing over to where more people are dependent than are paying in.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. They bought the idea. They bought the idea that, in fact, this is the greatest country to live in. That's why people flood here.
Yeah.
But what in fact is true is they're creating exactly the opposite of what they can.
Hey, Mike, can I have your website quickly, please?
Yes. MichaelEGerber.com.
Check that out, folks. And when we come back, Mike's got some ideas on how to fix this. He's doing something about this, putting his money where his mouth is, and I'm going to let him explain that after these messages. Michael Gerber and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.